Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That's pretty much how we welcome Mr. SK into studio, because it is, of course, time for Legal Junction. And I think this week, once again, we are delving into matters of the country. But without giving it away, Mr. SK, how are you doing today?
Luko, I'm well, and yourself?
I'm doing well. Welcome, welcome back.
Thank you.
Interesting times in and around the country. Last week, we were talking about a couple of ongoing cases in South Africa.
Yes.
Today is quite different in the sense that we will touch on what's happening, but more into the technicalities of the law. That's what we'll be talking about today.
Correct. Yeah, we'll also be touching, Luko, the powers that are vested, looking also into the commission that is on now, the testimonies that have been given by the witnesses that have been called forth and so forth.
Yep.
So we'll look into powers that are given into or to the commissions of inquiry vis-a-vis those that courts. Yes, so that's basically what we'll be touching today.
Now, if you're wondering what we're going on about, we are talking obviously about the Madlanga Commission following the hot topic that our very own Batsuban Mabambiz. I'm looking for that name. What do they call him again? But okay, but anyway, Mkhwanazi's allegations. I was just looking, there's a term that they use for Mkhwanazi. You know, South Africans always find a nickname.
They've already given him a name.
Yeah, there was a, it's not really a nickname, but it's, I don't know, but it's along the Mkhwanazi way to type of thing.
He's
our Mkhwanazi.
Yeah, I know he is.
Our Mkhwanazi. And so looking at the allegations that he made sometime in July, actually.
Yeah, I think on the 6th of July.
Yes, on the 6th of July. Right now, there is a commission which the president set up, and people have been joking about the fact that if your name has not been mentioned as yet, you are very lucky.
Yeah.
You should be sitting on the edge of your seat, because tomorrow might be you, my friend. I see a lot of suspensions coming up in various departments, police departments. As a result of the allegations, it's funny, Wootsie, every time he dropped a name, I'm sure they were very happy when he stepped down, when he stepped down from the commission, because he had mentioned way too many names.
Yeah, for sure.
And there were a lot of suspensions flying around.
I think now a lot of people are worried that at any time I might be mentioned.
By who now? I think the name dropper has stepped down. Yeah, but you never know.
The other witness was also mentioning names and so forth.
Which one?
Is it Masemola?
Masemola. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Names. So,
true.
Interesting times we're living in.
But you must remember, Masemola and Mkhwanazi are team players.
Yeah,
they were seen to be collaborating with one another in terms of their testimonies. And so I think once the two moved away, but the thing is, you don't know who else is going to creep up. You don't know who else is going to come and say, no, I'm corroborating both Masemola and Mkhwanazi's story.
Yes.
So it is a bit of a scary one, if you think about it. But for now, I think we're a bit of a safe zone. There's an expert right now on stand who actually mentioned Wootsie, the disbandment of the killing toss team by our minister Mkhunu might have not been the correct decision, looking at the powers vested in him as a minister as well. Because he says in that case, if anything, the national commissioner should have had a say,
not the minister.
And I think this is where we are starting to hear, again, going back to what we're talking about, issues of technicalities to say who had the power to and who had the power not to. When we get to that, then you're like, yeah, because you're thinking ministers have certain powers, but the expert is saying, for this particular one, he may not necessarily have had power to disband the TOS team.
Exactly.
So then the question is it a case of him not knowing what powers vested within him, or was it truly a case of them trying to frustrate
the system? Yeah.
Sure.
It can say a lot of things, given what the two witnesses have already testified
exactly,
about.
Exactly.
It raises eyebrows.
What I'm liking, and I need to go back and follow up, what I'm liking is that the current expert is not saying, no, Kwanazi or Masimula was right. But he's saying, if she's saying, if we are to analyze the powers of the minister, then it raises questions.
Exactly. And I think it's up to the commissioners now, Luko, to look into that. To say, what powers did the minister have?
To disband
that testing.
And my worry is disbanding it at a time where there is no lowering rate in terms of the political killings in our country. I don't know where I was hearing this, but they were talking about, Wuthi, it may have started in KZN.
Yes.
And I remember someone also mentioning that, because Mkhwanazi said it moved towards the Eastern Cape, and this person was saying, Wuthi, that might have also been because councillors were now trying to get protection for themselves, for their own things, and so they started killing each other in order for the state to then provide them with protection as well. So then, you know, at that point in time, the minister, for instance, would have not known whether it's still potable enough to actually say, let's protect everybody else, actually. But be that as it may, Mr. SK, the question of whether or not the timing was good and the decision itself is an interesting one right now.
It's a very interesting one, Luko, but I think let the ball roll.
Yeah, let the ball roll.
Yeah.
But speaking of commissions, Mr. SK, like I said last week, I think this is where we parted. We've seen a lot of these commissions mushroom up in the midst of a lot of corruption, arguments and conversations in the country. And as a result of that, as remedial actions, the president has set up various commissions.
Yes.
How effective are they? That's a question we need and a conversation we need to have. How effective are they, and what powers do they have versus those of the courts? Because then another person will ask, why don't we just head straight to court?
You see, Luko, one, the reason, or maybe let's look firstly into the powers that which a commission has. A commission has got compelling powers in terms of gathering evidence. That is the first power that which a commission has, because they have power to can summon witnesses. We can see now there's already three witnesses now that have gone to the stand. Then again, a commission can administer an oath. Hence, those people that are testifying there, they must take an oath to say they will tell the truth, nothing else but the truth. You see, so. Again, the second one, the commission has got investigative powers.
All right.
Where now, under the Commissions Act, commissions can enter and inspect premises, seize documents, and demand evidence related to the inquiry.
All right.
So that's how far a commission can go.
Okay.
So it's all the discretion of the commissioners as to what evidence and what does this commission seeks to achieve? That is the other thing. But this one, I think it was set specifically to investigate matters in relation to the Minister of the Police.
Okay.
You see, but now you see it now touches other angles. It involves other individuals. You heard when Mkhwanazi was testifying, he now went to an extent of speaking about the guy Khosi.
Yes.
They spoke about
that one is all over. Yeah.
You see the relation now in terms of them with the Minister of Police. Now it goes in as far as it touches Abubakar Bukele.
Okay.
Their involvement in other activities which were involving criminal activities.
Though I didn't hear the president's name, but I even heard allegations of the presidency there somewhere. I was like,
I saw it on social media. Yeah. I was like, I mean, if now he is to go and testify, now he will be testifying in the commission that he recommended.
Of course. But I'm sorry. Don't quote me. This is this disclaimer. These are not the opinions of Radio Pulpit.
For sure.
But I shake when we get there. Yeah. I shake not because I'm fearful of the president, but sorry, because we've seen history.
Yes.
As many realistic.
Yeah.
Right now, Phunyuka Bemphethe, President Wethu.
Yeah, but now.
Right now.
Yeah, you look into other things about these commissions. There's a huge budget that is vested.
Exactly, a lot.
Because you check, we previously had the Zondo Commission.
Yet they aren't binding. That's my worry.
You see, they can't make pronouncement that can be compelling to say, okay, well, these are the findings. These are the people that have committed a certain criminal activity. Then let them be arrested or let them be prosecuted.
And what saddens me, Mr. SK, with that is the fact that on those commissions, you're not just using anyone.
Yeah.
These are the judiciary. These are legal heads, legal powerhouses who actually do have a lot of power in the courts.
Exactly.
So my question again is, you've gone all this way, you've solicited all this evidence, and you have legal heads at the forefront, but yet their findings cannot be binding.
You see, and with such a huge budget, I had the lady, what's her name, the evidence leader.
Yes, love her.
I love her too, and for having to pocket 120
a
day. 120,000 a day.
What?
Or more. Just to lead evidence.
And how long is it supposed to take?
I think it will run throughout the entire commission. I don't know if she was supposed to lead only specifically with Babu Mkhwanazi, or she will come with other witnesses to come and lead evidence.
Because 120M is someone's yearly salary.
You see.
So, and a lot of them are retired, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
Usually these guys are retired.
Yes.
So you're talking about Abantu with pensions waiting for them.
Yes.
That they're already chowing.
Already they are chowing.
Do you get my point?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, I mean, why didn't you just shoot straight to court?
We have a...
And
court, would not have been entirely free, but it would have been more cost effective.
Yes. Or it could be less compared to the budget imposed to the commission.
Here's my question: Why do we not have investigative task teams then, if the idea and the reason behind these commissions is to get more evidence?
Yeah, and now these commissions are always formed whenever there's an issue that arises.
They don't just decide, okay, we need a commission, let's go this direction.
And they come with financial implications.
That's the truth.
Now, taxpayers' money should now pay bills for this particular commission.
I can imagine those judges generally, when there's a commission that comes up, along with, okay, who's going to the front?
Yeah, they become excited.
Who's
going
to be getting money?
They
of course,
excited.
It's a lot of moolah.
I mean, you just sit there the whole day, listen to a person testifying, ask them questions.
Wow. You know? You think lawyers don't have money? Think again. Think McCain. Yo, guys. And so, yes, you can lead evidence and but is that all? Is that all the power these commissions hold?
You know, after this, Luko, let's check the limitations around these commissions vis-a-vis the courts.
Okay.
Non-binding findings. Their findings are non-binding. You see, cannot make a legally binding judgment and impose sentence or fines or punishment.
Not even a fraction.
Nothing. They cannot impose any sentence or a fine or punishment. Then why didn't the confidence around Babu Mkhwanazi was saying, I've got evidence?
You know?
Why didn't they rely on that? Because they also had...
That's my thing.
They also had a relief sort that should it go to court and it does not succeed, they will claim damages from him. They will sue him.
Do you get it?
Yes. So I don't think a man can just take a public stand like that and make such a vehemence.
I have not been able to follow up much, but besides the allegations, so to speak... I don't know how far you followed the case. Do you think Mkhwanazi really is onto something? The evidence, as he speaks, has he fully presented it to the commission?
Not as yet. He mentioned during his testimony, he kept mentioning individuals that some will be called to come and corroborate. His testimony,
which is a level of evidence, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
But now, the sad part by now is that there is no solid evidence
exactly
that has been is been presented to the commission,
mm.
which now it will be very much difficult for the commission to make an informed recommendation
mm.
to the president, because
if, now it sounds like he said, she said, yeah, I heard,
it's hearsay.
Mm.
See, now the question is, when we look into the rules of evidence, is hearsay evidence admissible or it's not admissible?
Sure.
You see, and the general rule is that hearsay evidence is
not admissible.
It's inadmissible.
Sure. I'm worried.
Yeah, you see.
I'm worried.
But now he will, if he just made such allegations without solid evidence.
But my question is, the solid evidence is then is there no based on the powers vested within the commission, is there nothing propelling him to leave that evidence with the commission or at least present it to the commission?
No, is there. Remember, the commission has got powers to even go to an as far as size.
So why? Do you think he's going to come back?
I think he has to come back.
Okay.
He must come conclude,
of course,
officially his allegations so that it can lead or assist the commission in making a sound recommendation.
So do you believe now he has given as much as what the commission needs at the moment?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially with the counsel that the lady that is assisting,
the, leading the evidence. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, if you are doing well, Luko, in be it in litigation, be it you are seated in a disciplinary hearing, if you are doing well, you can sense it. If you are not, you are litigating and you're not going to succeed. Mm-hmm. You can feel it within yourself, so you can see the level of confidence between the counsel leading evidence.
Yes.
And Bob Mkwanazi.
Did you see the smiles she would have every time names were dropped?
Yes.
She would go as if to say, Angela, this day would come.
Yeah. You see, so she becomes so excited when
her
witness testifies.
Mm.
Yeah. Then you can see that there's solid evidence somehow, because those people they've consulted, the commission will not just ensue,
of course,
without proper consultation. And her being a legally qualified person, she knows the rules of evidence.
Mm.
She knows what is required in order for one to can arrive at a legally sound decision.
Mm.
You see, so I think she has guided the client, and also much that Mkwanazi is not a lawyer. But he has got
a vast understanding
vast
of the
knowledge
law
in terms of how the law works and so forth. So his experience also dictates to more knowledge into the law.
All right, let's quickly have a look at what's happening on the roads, and then we'll be right back.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
It's Pastor Benjamin Dube with I Need Thee. Back to Legal Junction in the second hour. My name is Luko Mgwediputi, together with Mr. Siyakamela. Mr. Pulusa Siyakamela, the only lawyer of the radio. welcome back, Mr. SK.
Yes, Luko.
If you've just joined us, we were just talking about the powers and the authority that these commissions, and I'm saying these commissions as much as we are looking a whole lot into the Madlanga Commission currently at play. But we will remember we've had the likes of Izondo Commissions.
The Truth and Reconciliation in 1995.
No, exactly. But Izondo Commission, what happened? What happened to those findings? Do we even remember what the findings were?
No.
Did you get my point?
Yeah.
So that's ngiyasaba.
The Marikana Commission.
Do you get my point? Ngiyasaba.
That one for Judge Siriti. The Siriti Commission regarding the arms deal.
The arms deal one. Yes. Exactly. What happened?
Yeah.
Oh, igcina iphuma nomuntu oyedwa. That's my other problem. Because then we do damage control and we pick that one person. For instance, manje, decide to go to sobamba umchono and that's it. Yeah. We're going to run with it. But what about all these other people involved and these names mentioned?
You see, look. And now also let's check the process that which this commission employs.
Okay.
Let me take you back to introduction to the theory of law.
Please, pretty much, getting into a law class.
Remember that inquisitorial system and adversarial system.
Okay.
So these are two systems that are mostly used in commissions.
Okay.
And are mostly used in courts. But now, if you can check, these commissions, they employ what we call the inquisitorial system.
Meaning?
It's a legal approach where a judge or a judicial officer actively investigates the facts.
Okay, okay.
Of a case, gathers evidence, questions witnesses to determine the truth. So that's basically what is happening there in the in commissions.
Okay.
That is the aim. So they are using this inquisitorial system. But now what you check vis-a-vis what our courts are using. Our courts are using the adversarial system, which is a common European civil law system, aims to establish material truth through official inquiry. Hence, the principle of audi alteram patem will be involved in courts where both sides
of the story should be heard.
You see, so sometimes with commissions, it's just based on the only person that alleges, hence they employ the inquisitorial system.
Oh.
So it's based with that person. It's Mkhwanazi, he made a public vehemence and he must come and assist the commission in terms of what really transpired.
Okay, okay.
You see,
but does this mean then they don't call the accused in question?
They can call the accused in question.
They may or may not.
They may not.
Oh,
you see, because
okay.
the system that they employ there is the inquisitorial.
That's what I wanted
see,
to
so, but
get
now
to.
With courts, we're using the adversarial system.
So with courts, they have to call both sides for both sides of the story.
Sides. Yes, they have to call both sides because.
But guys, don't hear us wrong. We are not saying that the commission is not going to call the accused parties in question.
Yes. Yeah, and remember, the commission is not bound by strict court rules of evidence.
Okay.
Allowing them to consider all relevant information in terms of what they gather.
Okay.
They are not guided by the rules of court.
That's nice.
So it's just to gather information. Hence, they cannot impose a sanction.
Here's my question then. If they are not guided by these rules, I'm a bit worried, Uguti. Should then it get to litigation stage? With issues of law of evidence and how the evidence was sought after, is that not something that will block us, must us figure into the litigation stage?
Yeah, remember now, Luko, there's parties that were mentioned to say one has committed this type of a crime. So what must happen at the end of the commission? The judge must give recommendations. If the judge says such individuals should be prosecuted, then that's when now the prosecution will have to charge the police will have to charge them.
Yes,
and hand them to the director of public prosecution to peruse the docket and see as to whether is it fit to can stand trial in a criminal court.
But where I'm going at with this is, can then this evidence that was presented to the commission then stand in the court of law as evidence, or would we not find ourselves dealing with the case of issues of procedural law?
No, they must, if they are to be charged,
okay,
the same allegations or presentations that are presented to the commission, they can now be tendered in court under oath.
So we can't take prepackaged evidence from the commission to the courts.
No.
The courts then need to begin their own process.
Establish.
Yo!
You see.
And
if you recall, there's another discussion we had here, Lukon, the legal junction, talking about what really happens when a matter takes time on the roll, or when people delays to lay charges. I think we're talking about criminal law. One of the points that we hinted on that day was that witness get to forget certain
over
things.
Time, exactly.
Yeah, because over time you will not remember certain things. So imagine, let's say the inquiry, the commission takes maybe 5 years from now.
Guys, it's possible. Anything is possible.
And other people have been mentioned. The other ones are still bidding for their bail applications. Other ones must still be charged. There should still be internal disciplinary hearings. You see, so it's still going to be a longer process. But what the approach that I think Mkhwanazi is trying to employ is just trying to show the dealings of corruption within the system.
Yeah.
You see, I mean, if in his testimony he mentions the judiciary, and remember the other time we once spoke about
I'm interested on his submissions on that one.
The lawyer is not corrupt. Individuals within the system can be.
Oh, I'm very curious. That's something I need to go catch up, because I did start it.
Yes.
I'm very curious to hear any names within the judiciary that were mentioned. Were there any?
It was mentioning institutions within the judiciary,
okay.
And I think there's somewhere they mentioned an envelope that was supposed to go to a prosecutor, that was supposed to go to the magistrate, and so forth. But without having to mention actual
names.
Yes.
I think it was in the matter.
Yeah, but
he knows what to play.
This man, he kept on saying there will be this 1, 2, 3. Mr. So-and-so, that will also come and make mention of names.
Oh.
So I think they have compiled
their whole team. Their whole team. Yeah.
They are a very solid team. And yeah, I think the commission must just achieve what it seeks to achieve.
Looks like it's flying by quite nicely, though. I'm not picking up any stallings at the moment.
All of them, they started like that. If you check the Seriti Commission, it started with fire. If you check the Zondo Commission,
they don't drag from the beginning.
Yeah, because the recommendation, the sad part is that, Luko, after this recommendation, there is nothing that is done.
Exactly. You've used so much money, invested so much energy into this. And then what?
Maybe you can help me. What happened to the issue of the people in Marikana? Remember there was a Marikana commission.
Exactly.
And there was also a lot of budget that was tabled out for that particular people.
Exactly.
What happened?
This is a government of commissions and no action. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry to say that.
Yeah.
Cherry Baby. Yeah. Hi, guys. Cherry Baby is back. I miss you. We've missed you. We have missed you so much. So glad you're back.
Yeah.
No. But really, I don't understand. For me, here's the thing. There may not be anything wrong necessarily with our commissions. But my question is, as a government, when you have established commissions and you have seen no benefit, I will say, to them, because there's been no prosecutions, why are we continuing with them? Is there no other strategy that we can employ?
Exactly.
Why are we spending millions on commissions?
Like you say, shooting straight to courts.
That's my thing. Why are we spending millions on commissions that have no results? When I say no results, I'm not saying you have no findings, but as I see in Dao Nazo, that's where it ends. Why?
Because I must believe when Bob Mkhwanazi was making the allegations, the main aim was to assist the country.
Exactly. It was to bring these people to book.
Yes.
And if going to a commission is not bringing them to book, what are we doing?
You see, so it's a very serious challenge, Luko. And the budget that is invested there, that is the budget that we should have invested it into investigation of crimes.
Yep.
We have the SAPS. Bob Mkhwanazi is willing to assist.
Here's my question. Yeah. Here's my thing.
Yeah.
When we keep establishing these commissions because they've got more investigative powers, what are we saying about our investigative bodies of the state as a country? What is our president saying?
There's a lot of things now that are in question, Luke.
Exactly.
I mean,
you've got all these special investigative units. What are you saying about them?
I was so shocked when Bob Mkhwanazi was talking about the arrest of Dr. Nandipa and Thabo Bester. There was a man who was traveling with the police, and he's got more information about the police system of the country than the Mkhosi guy, the Northwest guy.
Okay. Was he there?
He was traveling. Bob Mkhwanazi mentioned that he was traveling with the people that went there to go and arrest.
Who is he to the state? Hey, guys, this is a joke.
Even Bob Masemula, he mentioned that at some stage he believed what Kat was his deputy. So it's really interesting times, Luko, where we are living in. Imagine a general of the police thinking that a certain man who's got criminal allegations so against you
is his
deputy. I was like, nah.
That's so interesting.
So it's very interesting times, but like we say, we're not discrediting the commissions.
No, of course.
But all we're saying here on the Legal Junction, we're just saying
they must hold a certain level of power.
Must be done. Justice
exactly.
must be served. You see, those that are wrong should be brought to the book.
Mm,
you see, that's
exactly
simply what we are saying.
But Tandwa Nxangana says, great show, guys, as always. Thank you so much. But you know what I love about this show?
Yes.
It's the fact that Mr. Sekamela brings a lot of legal counsel into these conversations.
Yes.
But also, like, nobody can say, you can't say that. Look, I know. No, I disclaim. It's not Pulpit.
Yeah.
It's not Mr. SK. It's not the law. It's me. I say.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And I love the fact that you guys are about to allow me to be, because what is this?
Yes.
What is this?
You see, so that's what we are here for every Thursdays.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. No. But also now, as we you might have mentioned this, actually you did, because I was asking. Seeing as though this evidence cannot be used in a court of law, it can assist, right?
It can assist.
Can assist. Yes. Okay. I guess because the commission making these findings then assists the investigators on where exactly to look.
Yes, because remember the powers, Luko, of the courts can deliver judgments that have direct legal effect. So that is vis-a-vis the commission.
Yes.
You see, so such as ordering someone to prison or to pay damages.
But tell me, Mr. SK, would it then be untoward for one to reference the commission in a court of law?
Because in a court of law, Luko, like I spoke about the adversarial system, where now an opposing party, remember there it's Mkhwanazi saying what he's saying, it's a commission. But here in court, an opposing party presents their argument to the judge also. They're given that opportunity.
Yes.
You see.
But what I'm asking, Mr. SK, is... Can either party, doesn't matter whether it's the opposing party or whoever, because remember, even the so-called opposing party will or might have a say at the commission.
Yes.
But my question is, can these testimonies that have been heard, whether summoned in court or not, can they be used to motivate anything in court? Or do we leave the commission behind and use these findings only to investigate?
We use the findings to investigate. We cannot take what was established in the inquisitorial
and use it to create strength
and use it in courts, because now our courts are adhere to formal rules of evidence and procedures.
Okay.
So
which the commissions are not necessarily
are not necessarily working with. You see,
okay.
Whereby they must ensure a fair process. Hence, there is that to hear both sides of the story, so that if you oppose, you go to court and say, I say what Luko is saying is not true. You see, but now in commissions, we listen to what the alleger has got to say.
Yes.
Then the commissioners, they've got to make recommendations from what the allegers are saying.
Mr. SK, what you are saying is there's a possibility that we are going to spend months and possibly years dealing with this issue within a commission level.
Yeah.
And still go to a court of law if anything is taken forth.
Yes.
And still spend another months and years on this case.
Yes. And remember, there's people that that I mentioned, Luko. Hence, justice.
It's delayed.
Justice delayed. Justice denied.
But my point exactly.
You see, because
this justice is delayed.
Because the longer it takes, it will also obstruct certain evidence.
My point
exactly.
It will
also make certain witnesses
be intimidated.
Yeah, be intimidated.
Exactly.
Some be killed. You see,
you beat me to it. I was about to say. We are about
to
see
unnecessary.
Exactly. Yeah. My fear when I missed SK is we are possibly on the way of seeing, and God forbid, possible assassinations and threats to certain witnesses. We've seen it happen, and some of these people may never make it to the courts of law.
You see, and. You can say someone is going to come and testify. Then they must now testify in the commission, and that testimony cannot be transferred to the court.
That's my point.
Then come after 5 years, you say they must come and testify in a court of law. Some of the evidence is distorted. They've forgotten certain things.
You beat me to it. I was about to then ask Mr. SK, can one be pinned for their inconsistencies in witness in a court of law? What do I mean? If I testified at the commission today, and 3 years down the line, I'm in a court of law. Remember, these things are even televised. I'm now in a court of law bearing the same testimony, but differently. Can they then reference Wutsi, but you said at the commission?
One magistrate that I loved so much once said, the truth does not need a memory.
Okay.
What you testify today, remember,
needs to be the same 3 years down the line.
It must be the same corroborative testimony. That, remember, when you testify, that testimony should be reliable. The court should be able to rely on when it comes to imposing a ruling or a judgment.
Of course. So, if I then testify, I get that. I get what you say. But if I then testify today, 3 years down the line, I go give a testimony. Not necessarily that the testimony becomes different, but there are now add-ons or a lot of omissions, which you generally can then say, Luko is we are spina manj. But can you then? Fortunately, you're a lawyer. Can you then question my now testimony? Versus my then testimony. Was not given in a court of law.
No. It was not given in a court of law, then
that was given at a commission.
What will be saying? Remember, in a court of law, you are subjected to cross-examination,
mm-hmm.
you are also re-examination.
That's why I'm saying, can then during cross-examination, one bring up the fact that at a commission 3 years ago, this is what you said?
No.
Okay.
It's a new testimony. It's separate institutions.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's a new testimony all together. Though point of reference can be made,
okay.
but it cannot be relied on as real evidence in that particular court of law.
So reference can be made in order perhaps to persuade the one in the judgment seat to think differently of the one testifying, I guess.
Yeah, you see, I also have a problem, Luku, with this commissions.
Okay. I'm glad you're coming out, okay?
I have a problem. It's just that you see to us it's work. I mean, even if myself also was called that I come and lead evidence, I will go and work. But to be honest, I don't see why with such great allegations, why still go to commissions which do not have judicial power.
My point exactly, Mr. SK. When one is saying, "Ninobufagazi, here it is, I've got the evidence," he's not saying, "Try and help me to establish evidence."
Yeah.
He's saying, "I have evidence."
Yeah.
So why don't we go straight? Amakhosi uthe apokufeli thole khona where the calf died. That's the point of the scene.
Mdlanga is what? Is the Deputy Chief Justice of the country. Correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, no, it's fine. It's okay. No, it's disheartening that in this day and age, we are still dealing with a system, when I say system, a system of commissions whose history does not look very great.
Now I see why Muruti, when he left the
Muruti is Mkhwe.
Yeah. When he left, he didn't say goodbye. He just took a long leaf and left. he didn't say any goodbyes. He just took a long leave.
He was tired.
Yeah, but I saw him somewhere in socials making comments regarding.
I think when he stepped down, really?
The issue of Bamkhwanazi.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I saw him somewhere on socials.
What was he saying? I'm very curious.
Man, he's actually confirming
that
some of the judicial members are captured.
And the thing is about that guy, he's very straightforward. You remember about he must apologize about the Israel issue.
What I love about him is yes is no is no.
That's the thing.
He doesn't sugarcoat.
And that's how he would say it. He would say, let your yes be your yes and your no be your no.
Yeah.
That's the thing about him.
And that's exactly what also on the legal junction we're doing. Our yes is yes, our no is no. And our analysis are always correct.
They are. That's the one thing I think we pride ourselves in that, guys. When you listen to us, you're not wasting your time. Because you will always find that things go in the direction we had predicted.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we're not blowing our own horn, but that's the truth.
One case, just 2 weeks back.
It was as we
anticipated.
We don't miss, guys. We don't miss.
Never.
So be sure to always tune in every Thursday at 1:30 to 2:30 because Mr. SK and I are discussing real cases.
Yes.
These are real people and real cases. But speaking of real people and real cases, I still want to put Mr. SK on the spot one of these days. Mr. SK is still to bring some of his clients here in studio. We've spoken about their cases vaguely.
I think one should be Magogo. I know even now she's listening. Mama Zivugo in Soweto. She's one of the great listeners of radio. Pulpit. She contacted us. She had a matter regarding a title deed. And we took instructions from her and we referred the matter to our conveyancers. I think they are busy finalizing the issue of that of amendment of a title deed.
It was
issued with wrong names, and now our conveyancers are busy correcting so that Mama can be able to go to the municipality and get water reduction, because she's failing to get water reduction at the municipality
because the title deed is not on her name. The title deed
is citing wrong names.
So
we are on it. Our conveyancers are busy making sure that such amendments are made and Mama gets the correct title deed with the correct name. So, you know,
so guys, these are real stories.
These are real stories. You know,
Mr. SK is here to help you, especially when we are on this platform. You get the legal advice for free, but when you go off, obviously you've got to pay. But again, besides that, guys, there's conversations you can have with him and see how he can assist you and how you can go.
Exactly.
Stop this thing of no, lawyers are expensive and that's the end of
it.
No,
when man lives without law, man lives without freedom.
Exactly.
Yeah, you must know your legal rights here on earth and exercise them.
Exactly.
Because if you don't do that, then you'll always be on a disadvantaged side, because you don't exercise. Most of people, they sometimes they know these rights, but exercising them is an issue. That's why we come here every Thursday to say, make use of your rights and know your law. Make sure that the law works for your, good. Yeah.
True. So if you are that person as well, you're sitting with a legal issue you do not know how to untangle. Mr. SK is here for you. Don't just sit at home and think, oh, well, it's an old issue.
Yeah.
I'm not close to say, in other words, a debt or an issue does not rot.
Yes.
You need to bring it back.
For sure.
Mr. SK, it is that time.
Time flies when we are here.
Definitely. And we are having a lot of fun today. Yeah. But Thando Cherry,
thank you.
It's
that time. Cherry baby, thank you. And all to other listeners of Radio Pulpit. We're meeting again, same time, same place. From myself, the only lawyer of the radio. See you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.